Welcome to Voices in the Wilderness, conversations about church and leader health. We thank you so much for listening, and we encourage you to keep the conversation going. Voices in the Wilderness is brought to you by Preparing for Amazement Ministries, where we empower and equip churches and leaders to create lasting and transformational health. Visit amazed15.org to learn more. We also welcome any comments or suggestions. Simply email us at podcast@amazed15.org. My name is Marcus Carlson, and today our guest is Jen Binford. Welcome, Jen.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, good to have you. And we're actually beginning a new series with this episode. I think we're going to do about 10 episodes on habits of healthy leaders. And so as we prepare for the book, and as we're working on that, we thought instead of doing the book first and then doing the podcast, we thought the podcast, as we have these conversations, could help inform the book as we do it. And so looking forward to kind of talking with you. We're going to talk, do kind of two episodes generically on leader health, one where I'll get to interview Jen and have some discussion, and another where Jen will interview me and we'll have some discussion as well. So excited for that. So
fantastic.
Jen, yeah, it's great to, we've not done this together in a little bit. Love doing that with you. So just to kind of kick us off, why kind of in your view is leader health so essential?
Leader health is so essential because without leader health, we leak onto one another and we can cause spiritual hurt and relational strain and cause mess, which is a distraction from one, who we are as God's people, and two, from what our mission is to go. We can't go and be Christ in the world and be the light of the world if we ourselves are not engaging with the world or with other people in a way that's life-giving. So it's an absolute essential for leaders who are the shepherds pulling others along into the way of Jesus that we are actually walking in the way of Jesus.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think sometimes with leaders, we underestimate their impact on the organization, and other times we make the organization about them, and both of those can be problematic. And I love what you said about focusing not just on the organization in what you shared, but the people, right? The impact that the leader has on people. So you've obviously had, anybody who knows you or knows a little bit of your story, you've had quite a journey as it relates to leader health, especially in the church and in ministry settings. And so that's how we met, right? Or at least got to know each other more and more. So tell us a little bit, you know, as much as you want to share, but tell us how what you have learned from your own journey personally about leader health.
Yeah, I come out of some spiritual hurt is maybe the best way to describe that. And it was caused by unhealthy leaders who were behaving in a way that was very prideful. And because of their own unhealth individually and relationally with one another as a group, caused really the church that my family had been a part of for decades to collapse. And that sent me spiraling, questioning all kinds of things, because how we experience other people relates to how we experience God, because it's one of the greatest ways that we experience God is through people. And particularly for an extrovert like me, that's one of the greatest ways that I personally experience God. And so if we are professing to be image bearers or representations of Christ's image, it is hard to swallow when people are behaving in a way that's hurtful or shaming, or really what I've come to realize is they're acting more like Americans or adolescents that haven't spiritually, emotionally, and relationally matured. So because of that, it sent me into a spiritual wall experience or a dark night of the soul. So for a long period of time, I had to unlearn and be rewired at the core of who I am and what I understand the storyline of the Bible to be, and really had my core autopilot settings reset. And I wouldn't take it back, but whew, there could have been a different, healthier way for me to have grown and matured.
Easier,
Maybe
smoother.
and might have been a healthier way to do that versus the wall experience, but hey, I'll take it because I'm a healthier person because of it. But that was a rough way to learn.
Yeah, I mean, God redeems all things, right? But I think we would all hope for the healthiest, least painful way to learn those things. As I reflect on my own life, the older I get, the less willing I am to learn things the hard way. I'll just go ahead and lead with an apology because, that's the door to learning. You referenced The Dark Night of the Soul, which, for the listeners, if they're not familiar, it's actually a book by one of the church fathers. If I remember correctly, it's John of Christendom, but it's one of the Johns, one of the many Johns. And I read that in college when I was in my own dark night, which was probably not the best time to read it, but definitely recommend reading it whenever you get the chance. So, we've kind of talked about why it's important and a little bit about your own journey with leader health. What advice would you give to church ministry and other leaders who follow Jesus, right? Because this matters in the business world, this matters in the nonprofit world, the ministry and the church world. So for any leader who's a follower of Jesus, especially those leading in faith-based organizations, what are some of the pieces of advice, wisdom that you would give those leaders?
First, we are only as effective on mission together as we are healthy as a church. And we are only, the second thing to be mindful of is that we are only as healthy as a church collectively together as we are, our leaders are healthy. And so leaders are held to a higher standard in regard to taking their discipleship path and seriously, and that please, if you are professing to be a follower of Jesus, you need to be intentionally discipled. So, what are the spaces that are transformative for you, whether those are ministers and prayer groups, or like our pastors for pastors groups, or intentionally growing? What books are you reading? Who are you around? Who are your safe people that can hold space for you? What Bible studies are you participating in so that you continue to be transformed? Who's your counselor? What's that person's name? To be very intentional about your own discipleship path. And then also to recognize that when we come together as a ministry staff or as a church council, we are only as healthy as we are intentional to create a healthy family system. And hello, family of God, you are bringing to church all your maladaptive emotional and relational skills. Again, I said maladaptive, they're not healthy skills. And you're emoting and causing unnecessary stress and conflict that is, again, unnecessary. So we are only as healthy and as effective as we are individually as leaders and how we function together on staffs and councils collectively as a family system.
Yeah, I think that's really great stuff. It's important stuff, and we do need to kind of look in the mirror on those things. I think we are what we consume, and so and I think we're often being discipled by things other than Jesus. And for a lot of ministry leaders, the only time that's spent in the scripture with Jesus is preparation stuff. We have a little more time, so I want to throw in kind of a bonus question. It's fun that way. But so obviously there's been a lot of challenges and there's a lot of different theology around this. So our theology at Preparing for Amazement is that, you know, ministry is not limited to the male gender, right? And so we believe and support women in ministry in every role. So what have been some of the challenges as a female in leadership that would be helpful for people that haven't been through that, you know, especially men, right? What are some things that you would share that would help them understand how we can have greater health for our women who are leading and serving?
The first thing would be to validate and listen to their experience and recognize that it is different. And we have obstacles and challenges that, for example, you, Marcus, wouldn't have. And be given permission to use our gifts to the fullest extent, and that we all have greater potential than we have been highlighted. And that has been the greatest part of my own journey, is walking in the confidence that I have greater potential than what I have been given permission to do or to say, or the tables that I'm invited to. It's almost like an afterthought. So again, to listen, to seek to understand, to show our perspective value and recognize that our plight is different, and we come to the table with prowess that is valuable and giftings that are valuable and can be leaders and shepherds and bring restoration and life to the church as well.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. I know that was, like I said, impromptu, and you know, it's certainly a personal thing. And I always tell people, when I think about my own leadership, the three most significant influences in my own leadership, of course, you know, my relationship with Jesus, the mentors that I've had, and I've been spoiled with mentors near and far throughout my whole journey. But thirdly, the strong women in my life, whether that be family or whether that be colleagues or whether that be friends, folks like you that are strong and gifted and willing to challenge me in ways that, you know, others have not been able to do that. And so I know for me, not let alone organizations I've led or worked with, I know for me as a leader, that's been a really important piece. And so regardless of differences in theology, you know, we know we're called to honor all people. And okay. I wouldn't be who I am without the strong women in my life.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, awesome, Jen. It is always great to have you, and we look forward to kind of continuing this conversation a little bit in reverse on the next episode.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. We encourage you to keep the conversation going. Voices in the Wilderness is brought to you by Preparing for Amazement Ministries, where we empower and equip churches and leaders to create lasting and transformational health. Visit amaze15.org to learn more. We welcome any comments or suggestions. Simply email us at podcast@amaze15.org. And as we special note, as we do this series on habits of healthy leaders, we're going to simultaneously be doing some work on the book. And so as you listen to these podcasts, if you have thoughts or ideas, we especially encourage you to listen as you can help shape this content that we prepare for others.